Hey guys, what's going on? So this is episode 2 of Inside the Helmet. We're now officially on SoundCloud, iTunes, on podcast, and on YouTube. The channel for the YouTube is youtube.com/strafa, and the podcast is just Inside the Helmet, and SoundCloud is Inside the Helmet. And I'm as always, my guest is joining me,
Garbsy,
and this is Strafa, and we're going to talk about a few things today. Stage 2 playoffs just concluded this past weekend, so we definitely want to touch on that. But first, we're going to talk about the Days of Summer ending. I thought Days of Summer was really fun. I really enjoyed everything about it. What had you think of it?
It was really good. I think there was a lot of opportunities to get some cool stuff and have some fun. So you really can't beat that kind of opportunity. So yeah, I'm kind of sad to see it go. Hopefully they have something in place, you know, whether it be in WW2 that they do it or, you know, with their old games. Hopefully they have something like, maybe they do something for fall or Christmas or something, you know.
Yeah, and I guess with Days of Summer End, there was some everlasting effects. A couple is like, you know, the crates that we got, the skins we got. My favorite skin I got, I think, was probably Lagoon. I got Lagoon for my SMGs and my pistols. What was your favorite?
My favorite skins I got for my ARs and my pistols was the Aloha skin. It's like a pink floral, and it has movement to it, so it's really cool. It's not nothing like slime. Like a slime to me sometimes, it just kind of like catches your attention too much the way it is, and then right. The skin itself, like whenever like light shines on it, it's really bright. So, but it's really cool. I like the movement on it.
Yeah, and one more everlasting effect is that in NWR, Prop Hunt is now an official permanent game mode. Yes. So they did it. They held a Twitter. What would you say vote?
Right, they kind of polled the general community.
Right, it was between Slasher and Prop Hunt. And I think Prop Hunt like decimated Slasher.
Yeah, man, it was like I remember when I went there to vote on which one I wanted to keep. Prop Hunt was like at 13,000. And what was the name of the other one?
Slasher.
Slasher was at 1,300.
Right.
So, like, completely blown out of the water. I just think Slasher wasn't as fun as Pop Hunt was. So, everybody just generally obviously wanted to go to that one.
Right. And, you know, so some everlasting effects. You get to keep your skins, and you get to keep that, and we got Prop Hunt, primarily.
Right. Yeah, the loot boxes, or the crates for Days of Summer was really cool. And then, it's just so sad sometimes to get those, because I was saving up my keys to get into the no duplicate ones.
Mm-hmm.
Man, but you get these really cool skins for something you don't use at all. Like, I'm not a really big shotgun player, but I got these really sick skin for shotguns and launchers.
Right.
Like, I don't know too many people who play launchers, I guess, unless you're that kind of guy that likes just blowing stuff out of the air.
Right.
Or something like that. But these really cool skins, man, I just don't use those weapons.
Yeah, same. And I think I got a really cool skin for launchers, and I got same thing. I think I got a really cool skin for shotgun, and I actually put a shotgun on and used it for about 10 seconds, and then I was like, nope, I don't want to play with this.
Yeah, maybe played like one game just so I can see. And then like when I get the cool skins for something I don't use, I'll just go to the firing range just to see them,
right.
Just to see them in action.
Right. So yeah, Days of Summer ending. That's really all we have for as far as pubs go, as far as the pub side of everything goes. So let's talk about competitive a little bit. So Stage 2 playoffs concluded this weekend. I was pretty, I don't know. I say I was hype, and it was really exciting, and I really enjoyed it. But it kind of came to the outcome that I expected. Optic ended up winning. Now they did win in a way I didn't expect. They did come back from losers. And, you know, take out Envy, beating them in two series back-to-back. So that's kind of something I didn't really expect. But I did, going into it, I did expect Optic to win because of how they played in Group Green. So they were fresh from Group Green. And then they get to play in playoffs. And they're just fresh. I mean, they're just ready to go.
Right.
So
I think there was a cool matchup between E-United and Optic Gaming. You see round two that, like, E-United just kind of, like, swept them, you know, kind of, like, it was good games, for sure, but, you know, they took them 3-0, and to see that fire come back in Optic Gaming to say, like, okay, we let you guys get us 3-0, but we're not doing that again, and they end up beating them 3-2
right.
To get to the finals, you know, that was...
Right. So that was probably, like, I think that was maybe my favorite game of the whole event, was E-United OG, because of the rivalry already. Because of Clayster being traded, E-United playing their best, and Optic playing, you know, arguably their best. Maybe not their best, but they played really well. Now, one thing that did surprise me was Fnatic knocking out E6. I think it was like going into it, everybody's like, yeah, E6 is going to win, you know. And then Fnatic just like kind of just destroyed them. Like, you know, they just took care of them. And then another one that kind of surprised me was how well Envy did. So E-United 3-0's Optic Gaming. And then Envy comes and 3-0's E-United. So it was pretty intense and it was pretty back and forth. I really wanted to see the E-United versus FaZe matchup, because I wanted to see that rivalry kind of boil and happen. But never happened. Optic Gaming ended up knocking out FaZe, which that's Optic Gaming and FaZe are still pretty much rivals. But I think E-United FaZe, that would have been really nice to see because of the trades.
Yeah, there's been like a lot of like, you know, fire underneath their seat for that game.
Right. And, you know, teams that didn't do as well as I thought LG was going to come in and do very well, and they just didn't. Like, I say they didn't do well. They did lose to Envy, who was in Grand Finals. They did beat Fnatic, as they should have, but Optic just beat them down in losers. They swept them. Like, it wasn't even close. So that kind of surprised me a little bit.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine LG being swept 3-0. Now, I don't want to say that I couldn't see them losing, because, you know, you can kind of see almost any team losing. We see that even Optic Gaming wins, but they lost, so.
Right.
But just to see LG take that 3-0.
Right. That and, I mean, I guess the two teams that LG did lose to were the two teams that were in Grand Finals. So it's not that they got upset necessarily, but I just didn't expect them to get beat, but to get beat 3-0 to Optic. I mean, they are regarded as probably like the best team in the game, like at the moment before playoffs happen, and then they just get decimated. But one thing about IW that I think a lot of people know and a lot of people have commented on is that IW is really an inconsistent game at this point, because no one team, even with their roster staying together, no one team has like stayed on top, and no one team has been able to stay on top. So a lot of people are saying that maybe it's because of IW being a little inconsistent at times. And I kind of see it. I guess I can kind of see what they're talking about. I know like when IW first rolled out and it was first, you know, competitive modes first started, the maps were different, like S&D switched sites. Granted, that was a long time ago and we've had time to adjust to it, but I remember, so basically the site switched, and then I remember for a while SMGs couldn't even be used, so it was all ARs, it was all K-Bar Envy, and you know, because ERAD just didn't do good, it just didn't go up against them. But here, you know, in recent times they've made it to where ERAD is viable now, K-Bar is viable still, Envy's viable still. And I think it's made the game a little crazy and made it hard for teams to stay on top because the dynamics have changed so much. And while it's not necessarily a bad thing, it is one thing to keep in mind as to why, like, okay, at the beginning of the year, Envy hasn't done good all year, but at the beginning of the year, one team is dominant, and then towards the end of IW, that team is no longer dominant and another team is. And it has to do with, I think, them adjusting to the game and learning the game, but also I think it has to do with that inconsistency factor and the patches and the fixes and all that stuff kind of factoring into it too.
Right. Sometimes some switches can be such a big change that it does take like a tournament or maybe like a few weeks to get adjusted to like what gun is now better, what guns got kind of nerfed, and you know, when you stuck to playing something, if you're an AR player and you stuck to that one gun that's always done good and all of a sudden it gets a nerf, it's like, what do I go to now? You know, what would be better for me to run?
Right. And, you know, and I think we've already said this, but, Optin Gaming takes stage two playoffs. They take it pretty, I mean, they had a close series with E-United. They beat Envy in Grand Final pretty handily. And they had, you know, I think overall the best series, the best matchup all weekend was E-United versus OG in round 4. I think that was the best match because OG did take, I think OG and FaZe, they got pretty they went to round 5, but I don't think the S&D went very far. I think OG just dominated them in the round 5 S&D. But I think the best game of the series for me was the United OG, for sure.
Right.
And it was really nice. It was really nice to see Clayster on fire and hyping everybody up. And there's a lot of memes and stuff going around Twitter now with Skump throwing up the 3-0. Because after United 3-0'd Optic, you know, that was Clayster kind of told the guys, like, you know, throw up the 3-0. That's like the first time we 3-0'd Optic, so be happy about it. And then when they faced him in round 4, there was a lot of, you know, not bad blood, but there's a lot of crap talking going on. And then, like, you know, Skump does his, like, mocking 3-0 after they beat United. And I think Formal had some choice words after the game was over. I think everything's under the rug and everybody's cool now, but it was definitely something that was, you know, it was a moment of competitiveness. I mean, a lot of people said it was like unsportsmanlike and maybe to an extent, but you have to also remember that, you know, this is these people's careers and something they're passionate about. And, you know, when the crap talking's flying back and forth and then finally one team wins, you know, obviously they're going to say, oh, you know, told you so, sort of, you know, in the competitive way. So,
right. I mean, this is a bigger step than, I mean, it'd be different if they were just playing like GBs or UMGs or something like that. And be like, oh, yeah, we won, blah, 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 you know, kind of thing, doing like the SpongeBob mock meme kind of
right.
thing.
Right.
But, I mean, you're in a big stage like that. I mean, you see different sports, like, in esports, is nothing different. You know, people, when they win or they do something really good, they obviously have a little chance of glow. And I thought it was kind of funny, you know, because all I think about is a SpongeBob meme when he's like, oh, 3-0.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of like, I mean, at least they didn't go as hard as Conor McGregor and wear the FU suit.
Right.
The
yeah.
FU pinstripe suit. But that's all we really had to talk about Stage 2 playoffs. I you know, me and Garzy both really liked it. I watched virtually all of it. I know Garzy watched a lot of it too. And I enjoyed it. I'm ready for Champs. Champs, guys, if you don't know, Champs is, I believe it's the 8th. It's not this weekend, it's next. It's not this weekend, it's next weekend. And I'm really excited for that. I'm really hyped up for that. I plan to sit in my room and watch that the whole way through. So with us talking about that, guys, competitive, let's talk a little bit about World War II. I guess more, this is more along maybe a competitive line, maybe not. But let's talk about World War II. So some news got released this week that there's a ranked mode confirmed for World War II. There was a tweet that was sent out. I don't remember who sent it out, but it was a screenshot of the main menu of World War II. You know, the work in progress main menu. Maybe not the official, but the one that they're working on. And it had unranked, ranked, Nazi zombies, and maybe options or something. I can't remember. But this is a really good step forward for World War II. So it's confirmed, basically confirmed ranked. We have a confirmed ranked mode. And what that can mean, it can mean a lot of things. So it can mean the obvious that there's a ranked playlist. So like, you know, IW has competitive mosh pit. Black Ops 3 had the competitive game mode. I don't remember what it was called, but it was a playlist you could jump in.
Arena.
Yeah, maybe it was Arena. I think it was Arena.
Yeah, Arena for Black Ops 3.
But you could literally just jump in and play the CWL, MLG variant type of game. This is all just, you know, speculation. But where World War II might differ, maybe, is why I say this, is because for the unranked tab, for the unranked, you know, little icon, when you hover over it, it says play an unranked match. When you hover over ranked, it says play a ranked match. And I guess where my mind goes with that is, if any of you have played Halo 3, there was a social playlist and there was a ranked playlist. So in the ranked playlist, there was Team Slayer, Team Doubles. I mean, you could play every game type of the... You could play every playlist of the game in ranked, but you could also play it in social. So the difference is, in social, you just got the XP, there was no rank, you know, you just played against whoever was searching. With ranked, you know, you were ranked 1 through 50, and if you were a level 35, you got paired up with level 35 to 40 players. So what might happen, not saying it will, but I would really enjoy it if it did, is World War II might have a mode like that. They might have ranked, where you can play Team Deathmatch ranked. So you obtain a rank in Team Deathmatch and play with other people of similar level. So what that'll do is, I think it'll make pubs... So with unranked, you still have normal COD pubs where you just jump in, play a game. Everybody, you know, you either have the guy that goes 1-20 or the guy that goes 20-1, and they're just kind of split up randomly. But with ranked, it might make it more precise where, you know, if you're a level 5 in Team Slayer or Team Deathmatch, then you go against other level 5, 6, 7s, or 3 or 4s similar to your skill level. So I think that's one thing that Call of Duty public matches has been missing, is that you're just kind of thrown into a big mosh pit of everybody, you know. And I think with ranked, it'll make it so that you play with people with similar skill levels. So I know, like for me, when I get online and I play pubs, you know, I get into a team deathmatch and it's just like I feel like I pub stomp on people. You know, like I feel like I just put pub stomp on people, and then I'm like, okay, you know, I'm tired of stomping on people. Let's go play a GB. And I'll go play a GB, you know, to get my competitive fix. But with the ranked playlist, it could either just be just a playlist, just like competitive mosh pit, where it's just you jump in the playlist and you get a little rank in the playlist and that's about it. Or it could be a true ranked mode where you are ranked in all these different playlist and game types, and you play with people of similar skill level in those game types.
Which I would rather it be where you choose which game type you want.
Right.
I mean, not only just to have something different than what we're used to, like with Arena and Black Ops 3, you know, just kind of the mosh pit type thing, like you were talking about. But it'd be cool, especially if there's people that just like really like S&D, and you have those people like you jump into an Arena game, and they want to play S&D, but y'all got hardpoint, and you end up backing out, so now you're 3v4, and it's like, okay, now we're down to a guy playing hardpoint. Like, this isn't fun.
Right.
I think it's good for those players, too, that just really don't want to just do everything. They just want to do one thing.
Right. Yeah, I mean, imagine that. Imagine, so with GBs and UMGs, there is S&D stars. There's people that only play S&D, and that's all they want to play. So imagine a ranked game mode where you can go in and say the highest ranked is 20. You achieve 20, and you're playing ranked S&D with other 20 people, other people of level 20.
Right.
That enhances the S&D experience for you. So, like, you don't have to play GBs, you don't have to play UMGs. You could literally play a ranked 20 S&D match. Now, granted, UMGs and GBs, they're still going to play that, but I'm just saying it's more of like, my team's not on. I kind of want to, you know, maybe practice a little bit or try something out. You go in and you try it on rank 20.
Right. So I'm thinking on that note, you know, one of the things, like when I was watching the playoffs with Opti Gaming, they were like, Uplink.
Uplink.
Is there better?
Right.
Is there better game type? And so, if you get in a group, with a group of friends, y'all just want to play game battles or UMG, you're sitting there playing like, okay, y'all are really good at S&D, good at
Hardpoint,
but you're not good at any other, like, you're not, you see yourself failing at, like, another game type when you're playing Variant.
Right.
You don't have to, like, go into a mosh pit type thing and, like, hope we get that one game type so we can practice, or we have to practice against bots. Like, you can practice against people of your average skill play to get better and get, like, different setups, and you don't have to play against bots, or you don't have to, right, you know, play another GB to get better at your GBs.
Right.
Or UMGs, whatever.
Right, I agree. And like, with that still, you can have a ranked mode with the ranked Team Slayer. I keep saying, we mentioned Halo, and that's all we can talk about now.
Well, that's, so, we played a lot of competitive Halo, though.
Yeah, we did. But we, you know, Team Deathmatch and Search and Destroy, but you can still have ranked CWL variants. So you can still have the mosh pit of the hardpoint, the uplink, the Search and Destroy, the CWL maps. You can still have that playlist, but you can also divvy it out a little bit and have ranked uplink, ranked Team Deathmatch, ranked S&D, ranked hardpoint. I think that would be really cool. It would add like a, it would add that flair back that I loved about Halo, which was, you know, for instance, my Halo account, it was my goal to get 45 or better in every single ranked playlist. And I think making myself playlist to achieve those goals made me better at all those game types. So I, you know, say uplink is like, I don't really want to play uplink. I don't really like uplink. But say that I was like, okay, I want to get at least the rank 20. I want to get rank 20 in everything. Save 20 is their cap. I want to get rank 20 in everything. It forces me to play uplink, and it forces me to get better at the game mode, if that's my goal. So,
I think that would make you a better player for those things, because if you want to get better at uplink, and you go into a pub uplink game, people are like throwing claymores and stuff. Like you just run into stuff that you're like, this is not going to be in here in during a GB. Like, no one's going to do this. This is retarded.
And that's another thing. I'm so glad you said that, because like, that's a dynamic that I just kind of forgot about. But that's like when you go in pubs and like, you're so used to like watching competitive, and you want to play. You want to play a pub. You want to have a pub experience, but you want to have a pub experience that imitates what happens in the competitive. So imagine in ranked playlists, you go to into this ranked playlist, and it's CWL variant rules. So and while I say CWL variant rules, what I mean is say for team deathmatch, it is CWL variant rules, which means you can't use certain things, you can't use certain guns, you can't use certain equipment. Like it's more of a enhanced experience of if you want to play the game and you want to have like a serious or like a more competitive type match than going into a pub and getting RPG'd across the map or running into a claymore or something like that. It enhances the pub experience for players that want to take it a little more seriously. Maybe they're not good enough, or they don't understand the game enough to play GBs, to play UMGs, but they want to play the game to a level where they can take it somewhat seriously.
Right.
And I think that having ranked all around would, and having it have CWL variant rules would help. I think that would enhance it.
I think if they do that, that's going to make a lot of players happy.
I think.
Like,
so
I don't think anyone's going to be generally upset over that. Like,
yeah, because
like, oh no, I can't just play mosh pit. And maybe there's going to be that thing that you could do as well.
Exactly. Because they wouldn't be taking away anything. They'd be adding. So if you still want to RPG people across the map and set your claymores everywhere, then you can do it. Like, you can just go play unranked.
Especially when you have a sick Days of Summer skin.
Exactly. When you have that sick Days of Summer skin on your rocket launcher, you know? Right. The RPG, and like, it shoot. Imagine this, dude. Imagine you shoot an RPG bullet, and like, you have a skin on it, and like, a pinup girl like rides the rocket down, and it blows up.
Oh my god.
Like, I need to be a skin designer,
you know,
okay?
And speaking of skins, just real quick, I mean, we don't have to touch much on this. I know, because there's going to be more information out to come, and we're going to be giving out that information to you guys. For those who are listening, you know, we want to make sure we get all that information to you when it comes out. One thing that we need to talk about at some point, man, I think they're kind of wishy-washy on whether or not what they're going to do with, like, animated skins. Like, they revealed an animated skin for zombies, but I think one of the creators was saying that they might only do like animated camos for just zombies.
Oh, so not like online. Like, right. You can't use like an. Oh, that's
right.
Interesting.
And that's all we got for you on that, because we're not gonna spoil too much. Whenever we get more information, though, we are gonna shoot that out, and we're gonna talk about it, because we talk about everything COD related over here.
Right, and we and like last episode we had a zombie segment. I mean, nothing has really happened in zombies so far that I know of, other than the release trailer that we talked about already. So we're not leaving zombies out. We haven't forgot about zombies. It's just that there's not really much to talk about right now. I think IW is getting a zombies DLC here soon. I have to double check my facts on that, but we'll talk about it in the next video for sure. But I think that they're getting a DLC for IW for zombies. I have to look into it.
Let me ask you a question before we moved out of competitive. What has been your experience, or like, how have you enjoyed the game battles beta lobby that they have on IW? Like, what is, like, I know I've only been able to play, I just played one game today, and it was a lot of fun. Like, do you feel that it's, like, smoother?
I think the game battles lobby is the best thing that Call of Duty has done in a really long time. And this is why I think that. So, say there's a game battles match. You get a match. This has happened to me. Say I get a singles, and I go to invite the player, or he invites me, and I can't join his lobby. I can't connect to him. I'm like, oh, crap, we have to cancel. I get another singles. I can't connect to him either. So we have to, and I have open net. I mean, sometimes I have moderate, but usually I have open. And I can't connect to him, so I gotta get another one. And what this game battles beta lobby thing that they're doing has solved so many issues for me. It solves host issues. So whenever somebody has host advantage and they're on the West Coast and you're on the East Coast and you can't kill them, you put 67 bullets into them and they don't die because they have host advantage. It keeps that pro it fixes that problem. There's no host advantage anymore. It's a
Right.
server. So fixes that problem. It fixes the connection problem. Makes it where you can connect to everybody. You can jump on the server. It fixes the people that want to get wins off of people getting rules wrong. So there's no edit the rules and all this. No, like you pick CWO variant, you jump in, and there's CWO variant rules, period.
Right. Do you remember all the times that we were playing threes with our boy Goat? Shout out to Goat, who we play threes with every once in a while.
Which Goat will probably get on the podcast with us.
Yeah, we're gonna get him on here because that guy's crazy cool. So we're gonna make
Yeah.
sure that he comes in and says some stuff. And he loves watching competitive play too, so he
Right.
definitely will have some input on that. But remember all the times, man, we would play, especially Black Ops 3, man, we'd have to like screenshot the rules that they had, like all their stuff was wrong. And we had to
Right.
like send it in a ticket.
Right, we had to
Ticket
send it
that
to a
like
ticket.
we don't want to play with you guys because you guys keep on screwing this stuff up. And they're like, SpongeBob meme, like, we're not getting anything wrong, but
Yeah,
obviously.
like, and it's like I never want to get a win off of rules being wrong, but there was literally an instance where the rules were so wrong that even after you died, your kill streaks didn't reset. So like you would die and the kill streaks didn't reset. So like we're on
An
like round
RCA comes out,
Right,
oh,
yeah.
that'd be
So we're
fine,
like
that'd be
on
fine.
like round two or three, and I'm like, how do I have an RC? I'm like, I've died. And then they like call in freaking bombardment or something, and it's just like, I don't think this is right. And then you tell them, you're like, I think we got the rules wrong. We need to fix it. Like, no, rules aren't wrong. I'm just like, okay, I think progressive kill streaks are wrong.
Screenshot sent in a ticket, and and it's not like we're trying to be like anal about stuff, but it's like,
Right. Like, I am not gonna DQ somebody. Like, the pre-match timer is supposed to be like 30 seconds, and they have it on like 35 or 40. I'm not. I'm just not going to. I don't, number one, I don't even know if you can do that. I don't think you can say rules are wrong, pre-match timers 10 seconds longer than it should be. I don't know how that works because I've never done it to somebody. But
I'm sure there's people out there though.
right. So, but one more thing it fixes is it fixes these people that dispute matches for no reason. So people are like, oh, dispute that. Dispute that. And I'm just like, why? Like
What are you trying to
we're
dispute?
literally playing on a PS4. I can just hit the share button and go back 15 minutes and get all the footage I want, all the screenshots I want. Why would you dispute this? Like, there's literally no reason. And it fixes that problem because when the game is over, it says so and so has won. You don't have to
Right.
report the game. Like,
Like a big message puzzle says this, game number, insert number here has been reported. Like,
right. There's more disputing in the reporting. There's no more. I think the game balance thing is super cool. Like, and that goes to show you, one thing about Call of Duty is the past few years it's had its rough spots. We've been in the jetpack era for a while and a lot of people didn't like it. So it's had its bumps. But one thing I can say is that MLG and CWL, they have done a lot of things to enhance bad features. So like IW was another jetpack game that we didn't want. A lot of people don't like IW. But I do have to say that the good that came from IW is, well, one, I enjoy the game. But save for people that don't enjoy the game, you can thank IW for the game battles lobby.
Right.
You can thank it for that. You can also thank IW for World War II because everybody's like, okay, we're sick of jetpacks. Like, we want something, and they're giving us boots on the ground. So,
Something else you can thank it for is for especially the pub players is minimap callouts.
yep, minimap callouts, which will be in World War II. That is correct. Yeah, so like when you're playing a pub and say, and this goes back to the rank thing we were talking about. Say you're playing a pub and you want to take a little more seriously than a pub, and you want to call out and you want to try to help your team, you have it. It's on your minimap. I think that enhances pubs a lot for people that are vocal, like who want teams dates they talk. I remember the old days whenever in Halo 3 and like Modern Warfare 2, when you get in a lobby and it's like, anybody got a mic? Anybody got a mic? Everybody's
Oh
like saying,
yeah.
anybody got a mic? Anybody got a mic? And I think that'll like bring that communication in pubs back. I think it's helped a little on IW. I've gotten in games where people actually have mics and they actually talk.
Right.
So I'm not saying that that's a direct result, but I think it has helped.
Yeah, I mean, I just think progressively during games, and the more technology comes out, people are getting headsets. Even if it's one of those like little danky ones that have like just one ear.
Right.
Earpiece, which I could not do. Like, I could not play that way. Like, I hate, like, if I'm, like, sitting next to a TV and I'm turned one way and I can only hear out of one ear. And I'm just like, no, I gotta straighten up or something.
And not only that, but you buy a brand new PS4, it comes with a earbud headset.
Right.
You buy an iPhone, it comes with earbuds that have a mic on them.
Which are wireless now.
Which are wireless now. So, well, one last thing. Garby's got a piece for us talking about the beta.
Yeah, just a reminder again for the PS4 release for the beta is going to be August 25th through the 28th, which will be a weekend. You know, goes through, I think the 28th is on a Monday. Mm-hmm. If we go through the rest of the week, we'll be sad because we're not playing the beta. But then we get happy again because on September 1st through September 4th, PS4 and Xbox One will be able to play on the beta. So PS4 got a little bit of double love. Right. But we're excited about that because we predominantly play COD on PS4. So.
Right. And to add to this, I think this is going on until the 7th, the 6th or the 7th. Well, number one, you need to go pre-order a copy of Call of Duty so that you can get the beta. I believe that's the only way to get the beta is to pre-order it. So pre-order it at your local game store, pre-order it at or on PSN. I think the PSN one will automatically get you in a beta, I'm pretty sure.
And through August 7th, if you do the one through PSN on the Microsoft Store, you do get the 500 COD points
yes.
for IW and 500 COD points for MWR.
Yes. So even if you know, if you are going to get the game digitally and you're going to go ahead and get it, if you got the money, go ahead and do it because they're going to give you 500 COD points for doing it. So that's just more crates, more camos.
I feel like people like camos more than they like bodysuits and stuff like that. Like I think in BO3, bodysuits were better than they are in this one.
Right. I think so too.
Cared about the person's skin. Like their armor and stuff like that more in that one than they do this one.
Right. And not only that, but you know, we're going to get that pinup on the RPG. It's going to happen.
Yeah, the pinup
girls. It's going to happen. So. All right, guys. Well, that's all I really have for Inside the Helmet Episode 2. I appreciate you guys joining us. And like I said, my Twitter is at Ustrafa on Twitter, Garbzy.
Hook me up at Garbzy Gaming.
At Garbzy Gaming. And that's Garbzy, GARBZY.
And then gaming. No space.
Okay. So hit us up on Twitter. If you have any questions for the show, this is a talk show. So, I mean, send us your questions on Twitter. I have my settings open to where even if you don't follow me, you can send me a message. So send me a DM with questions, you know, stuff you want us to talk about on the show. Appreciate you guys hanging out and listening. And, like I said, we're on YouTube, youtube.com/Strafa. And we're on iTunes podcast and we're on SoundCloud. And SoundCloud is Inside the Helmet and podcast is Inside the Helmet. So, see you guys next week.